Illumination. Rearranging furniture. You ever think that rearranging furniture was an illuminating activity? Oh my, yes it is. Rearranging furniture is having fun. Rearranging furniture is taking the objects in your room, in your home, in your world, and rearranging them, using them in a little different manner, doing things about them that are exciting and uplifting. But what benefit really does come from rearranging furniture? What benefit does come from moving furniture around, of trying different ways of having it in your home? Husbands oftentimes disagree with their wives rearranging furniture because they walk in the house expecting it to be one way and they bump into furniture that's been moved around. And it's very confusing, they say. Think of how in an office you don't have the opportunity to move furniture around very much because in an office the furniture pretty much has to be the same way. You have only so much space and so much place to have these things, and it's difficult. What you can do is to arrange the things on top of your desk somewhat. You can have your photographs there, you can have your pencils, you can have various things that you use, but even there, you're limited. We have very small opportunity to rearrange furniture. So when we have that opportunity, we should take it. We can rearrange the furniture in our bedroom. We can rearrange the furniture in our living room. We can rearrange the furniture in our kitchen. We can rearrange the furniture in our dining room. We can rearrange the furniture in the family room. We can rearrange the activities of our garage. We can go out and resort all of our nails and screws and screwdrivers and tools and make sure that they're all in some usable format. And then a few months later, we have another idea, and so we rearrange it again. And are we rearranging these tools because it's beneficial for us to have them in this new way? Or are we rearranging them because in the heart of every being is the desire to rearrange furniture whenever they can? Why do we want to rearrange furniture? Rearranging furniture gives us the feeling that we are in control, that we are the one who is making this decision to have it any one way or another. I often rearrange my furniture, and sometimes I rearrange it five times in the process of rearranging it once in one day. I'll move the furniture this way, move it that way, move it this way, see how beneficial it is this way and that way, and each way has its benefit. Each way has its usefulness. Each way has its purpose. And because each way has its purpose, it is kind of exciting. It's kind of interesting to work with it and play with it and do things with it. And it is really quite nice. Now, true, another person is going to come along and they're not going to look at the rearranged furniture that you have done and think that that's so smart. In fact, they would probably like to rearrange it in the style that they have in mind. And, well, they should, because this is what it's all about. We go out and we rearrange our lawn. We take the rake and we rake off the leaves. And if we have pine trees there, we rake off the pine needles. And we rake them out into the street. And then, as we rake them out into the street, we take our plastic bag and we put them in the plastic bag to clean them all up nicely. It'd be nice if the street cleaner would come along and sweep them right up for us, but that's not the design of the street cleaner. His design is to clean up normal use. When we rake our lawn, when we rearrange the furniture on our lawn, it is up to us to finish what we start. People oftentimes ask me to rearrange their furniture in their house. And as I do this, I say to him, now, look, I'll clean your house and I'll rearrange the furniture in your house, but just leave it alone for at least a day or so and then do anything you want. Rearrange it any way you like. but I'm putting my heart and soul into cleaning your house and rearranging your furniture and making everything clean and beautiful. I'm getting under everything and around everything because it's moved. It's now in a different location. And so the house is spotless. Everything is glorious. Everything is good. And they look at me and they say, "You're crazy." And I say, "Yeah, isn't it wonderful?" And I go about doing what I do. Now, I don't make excuses to people that this is my thing, that this is what I really like to do. I just do it. And as I do it, and as I do it wonderfully, beautifully, happily, and joyfully, I do it in a manner that I do it out of love. I want this place to be as nice as possible for them. Now, if I'm doing it for myself, if I'm doing it in my own home or my own garage, and I'm rearranging things or cleaning up things or rearranging furniture, if I'm doing that, what am I doing? I am having fun. I'm allowing myself to let my imagination soar, and I'm allowing myself to come up with all sorts of wonderful ideas of how I'd like to do things. Now, as I allow my imagination to soar, and as I allow myself to come up with all these beautiful ideas and beautiful techniques of doing things, I just feel very relaxed. I feel very peaceful. It is not difficult for me to shove a piano around, or a large piece of furniture around, or to move anything at all, because I am doing it inspirationally. I'm doing it from my inner happiness, my inner joy. I'm doing it from the feeling of peace that's within me, the feeling that, hey, this is interesting. This is a new way to look at it. And then after I do it, hey, an inch this way, that way, hey, no, that on the other side. No. Now, if there's anybody with me and I'm rearranging furniture, they get to pulling their hair out. When will you quit? When will you stop? When will you come to your decision? And it's my decision, and it's my path, and it's my program, and I do it for myself. Now, I prefer to rearrange a house by myself. I prefer to rearrange a room by myself. I prefer to move the furniture around, just like a housewife would. Put that here. No, move that over here. No, put that here. No, do this. No. If she were a little stronger, she would do it herself. And she often does it herself. But she likes to do it her way. She likes to do it her feeling way. She has a feeling for rearranging furniture that says to her, yes, this is great. Yes, this is how I want it. Yes, this is beautiful. This is for me rewarding, and this is for me how I really would like to have it. Now, all of us have within us that feeling of rightness. We have that feeling of, this is the way I want it. This is the way it talks to me. That's why I say to anyone who asks me to do that and I do it, I say, well, leave it alone for a day or two, then rearrange it any way you like. But at least let my idea be there for a day or so. And let my idea be there for you to see how nice it is, even though you might dislike the idea that it's change. It's something different than you're accustomed to. And as you get accustomed to it, you might find that, hey, this new idea has some merit to it. Or you'll find, hey, I miss my old ways. I miss my old pathways and my old manner of having my furniture around. And so you, light as a feather, piano or not, you push everything into a place that pleases you, that delights you. But in the process, you notice that everything is spick and span wherever you move from or to. And that in itself makes rearranging furniture a delightful, fulfilling, rewarding experience, and something that all of us know all of our lives, and we think it is fantastic. And it's the thing that we want to do, and the thing we want to be. Illumination comes to all of us, and sometimes